The Movie Show on XFM.
What's up? Welcome to
The Movie Show.
I don't know why it's so funny. We're greeting.
Yay!
Welcome to a brilliant show.
Yes, it is the 6th Another of December one. 2019 of the day of the recording.
Holidays is around the corner.
Right, can you feel it? Ryan, I don't know if you know this, but we are on leave in a week's time.
That's right.
So me and Ryan, our holiday begins on the 13th of December. Well, our last day at work is on the 13th of December.
That's right.
So we have a week to go, seven days and counting.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me get a bit personal. So this is what I've planned in December.
Nothing.
Ah. No, okay, all right. I'm taking my sons to the zoo. And,
for real?
Yes, and I want to take what we call the Gaut train, which is basically our, what do you call it, a fast train. A freaking fast train.
It's a freaking fast train.
Yeah, a freaking fast train.
It's a FFT.
It's actually giving my mind. So I'm taking that with some of my guys. We're going to go up to the north. If you guys know anything about South Africa, we live in the south. We're going to go up to the north. We're going to go watch a movie, and then we're going to come back on this freaking fast train because I've never been on the Gaut train before.
Okay,
so we're
going to
do it, and so we're going to experience a zoo and that thing. And of course, if you are a movie lover, what are you going to do? We're going to watch lots of movies.
I think that's the one thing I have planned for December, because I actually haven't really sat down. You know, you get busy with work, and you know what I'd love, though? I'd love to go away. But you know when it's like, not this year, maybe next year. But
that's easy, Sashi. Go away.
Okay, leave this. The country, obviously the state. I'm like, wait, we don't live in a state. We live in a country,
in a province.
But not the province. I don't want to leave. Okay, unless I was going to Cape Town, because Cape Town is nice. But otherwise, I'd want to be like overseas.
Yes. So for all our listeners in Cape Town, you won't see us this year. You won't see us. You might see us, but you won't see us.
Wow.
We're not planning to do that.
Right.
Yes. So if you're watching the movie, I mean, not if you're watching. Well, you can watch the movie show, but listen to the end on how you can do that. But if you're listening to the movie show, of course, what are we here to do?
To improve your... your MWE.
Yes, which is your movie watching experience.
Yes.
So we're going to give you a lineup of awesome movies we're looking forward to in December.
In December.
Just December alone.
Guys, I know you're like, it's the end of the year. And Ryan, how fast is this year gone? Like, seriously.
I tell you what I remember of this year?
Nothing.
I remember making a movie in the beginning.
And then?
And I'm still freaking busy with it. I think we're improving it.
Right.
And I remember our events that we do, our youth events at our church, which is awesome. And I remember...
You know what I remember? My birthday.
You remember your birthday?
It happened a week ago.
I remember the gifts I got for my birthday. Yes, me too.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember? Birthdays.
Do you know what I got for my birthday?
What?
I got a MacBook Pro.
For real?
For real.
That is so cool.
Yes.
So. Yeah, so this year has been very interesting. It's gone very, very quickly. I must be honest, I remember New Year's, like, clearly, you know, when you're like... Like, what happened? We were like, New Year's was yesterday, wasn't it? Okay, not yesterday, maybe like a week ago.
I don't remember New Year's.
You don't remember New Year's? No. I remember. I was at my house. We were playing 30 seconds, and I won.
I love that game.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's December time. It's time to just chill and breathe and watch movies, because, you know, like, that's what you do in December. Mm-hmm. You go and watch movies, and you watch movies, because I like have a I like to write down all the movies I've wanted to watch. And then, you know.
Have you ever had that and you've never gone through them in December? You're like, I'm watching a movie a week.
Them.
Serious?
Okay, not maybe a week. I just wrote down movies that I wanted to watch. So I remember, like, I hadn't watched Doctor Strange yet. So I didn't watch it when it came out. That was 2 years ago. And then in December, I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch Doctor Strange, because, you know, you need to be up and, you know, up to date with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I watched Doctor Strange. And then I literally put, like, a whole lot of movies down that I wanted to watch. And then, yeah, they were really cool.
Well, if you don't have a list yet...
We are going to help you with that, because even... So there's been amazing movies come out this year. Ryan, what has been your favorite movie from 2019?
I would be very cliche if I said the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right, Endgame. That was crazy, though. Yeah. Okay, other than Endgame. Let's do that. Other than Endgame.
Yo, I've got... You know what my problem is? I've got such a bad memory.
You're like trying to remember what movies came out this year.
I just remember watching a whole lot of movies, yeah.
So you don't have a specific like favorite that like stuck out for you and you're like, ah!
Nothing has really stuck out
for me. Ryan, I feel like it's Toy Story 4. I'm just saying. Like, I feel like your favorite was Toy Story.
Let's have a look. Not Toy Story. Lion King was like, okay. Spider-Man Far From Home was like, cool. They were all good, man. I watched John Wick 2 and 3. That was cool. I really enjoyed that. I must say, what is his name?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes, he's a killer actor. I've actually seen a different side of him that makes sense why they hired him in Matrix a long time ago. I don't know. Like, they're all good, and they all really did really well. Like, okay, awesome. Yeah.
But there was no, like...
Not one that I was like, wow.
I feel like that was... I think Endgame just took it this year.
I think so, too.
Yeah, like, for all movies.
So, a round of applause for MCU. For 2019, right?
Right.
Yes, and now 2020.
Yeah, this year was a crazy year, man. Yes. Sure, the way that the hype that builds up around Captain Marvel and Endgame.
Where were we in the MCU last year this time?
We had obviously watched Infinity War.
Yes.
And
was Infinity War out by that time?
Yes, Infinity War came out around May-ish, I'd say.
Infinity War.
Of 2018, yes. It came out...
May.
Yeah, or was it? No, it was early 2018.
Because they left us hanging for a whole
year. And we watched it around that time. And then, they brought out Black Panther, but that was before Infinity
War. That's right.
And then we had Infinity War. And then, that was it for. Oh, no, sorry. We had Ant-Man and the Wasp in the interim between Infinity War and Endgame.
I think that was May or March, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, that was later. Ant-Man came out towards the end of the year, but it was closer to the end of the year.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, it was in July. So Ant-Man was in July, and then, So we had three Marvel movies last year.
And now we're not hanging on anything.
Right, now we're just like, and then this year we had three as well, because we had Captain Marvel, Endgame, and Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yes.
Yes. So it's been quite an interesting year. However, we're not done yet. There's a lot of movies that are actually still coming out in December. Can you believe it? Like, you've actually got like a lot of... So if you ever... I mean, my family... Okay, I'm in the type of family, we've always been like this, and I've mentioned on the show before. We go watch movies. So for us, it's like... Go to a restaurant. We like going out to eat, but I think we often choose a movie over going out to eat. Like, for us, it's like, yay, let's go watch a movie. So we often are like at the cinema, like we go and watch all the movies, and then we're like, okay, well, there's nothing more to watch because we already watched everything. So that's us.
Yes.
Yeah, so Ryan, what is the... Okay, so these aren't all the movies coming out in December. We've chosen five that we're actually interested in going to watch, and that we thought were like the best of the bunch. We haven't watched all of the trailers though, so this is a very opinionated biased pick.
Right.
But it's mine and Ryan's pick that
we
decided.
But you can go and Google and look at your trailers yourself, and you tell, because everyone has their different tastes. So this is from our...
This is the movie show.
This is our POV.
Our POV.
Mm-hmm. Point of view.
Yes.
Right.
So, Ryan.
Yes. Sashi.
Wow, Ryan, you were supposed to be like, aha,
should I
that
give
is
the first?
She's cueing me to give the first one. This is all going on in your brain, just in case you're wondering. I will now say in a very cinematic voice, the first movie that is coming out, well, not technically the first movie, but the first pick of December 2019 is... Okay, now, I just gave you the thought process, Ryan. Let's try that again.
Wait.
Take two. So, Ryan, take two in 3, 2, 1. So, Ryan.
Yes, Sashi.
Ryan.
Yes.
Right.
You have to announce. Oh, must I announce?
Yes,
oh.
I did it in a very cinematic way. Okay, take three. Take three of So Ryan in 3, 2, 1. So Ryan.
The next the movie that we're going to... I haven't even rehearsed this. Where is my lines? I need my script writer.
The first pick.
The
of
first
December.
Movie that we're going to talk about that is releasing in December that we are looking forward to. And I think this is the third one. No, this is the second one. Actually, it is the third one. That's right. Is the next level Jumanji. Well, Jumanji, the next level.
Yeah, okay. I'm actually excited for this one. I remember the first Jumanji. It also came out in December. I think it was like 2 years back as well. And then
the first Jumanji.
The first... Well, not the original.
The second one.
No,
the first Jumanji was in 95.
The first remake.
Oh, you're talking about remakes here?
Yeah.
Okay,
as
right.
In, like, this Jumanji that we're currently in.
There's an asterisk there on Sashi's head.
Yes.
Right. Subject 2.
So, we went to watch it, and honestly, I wasn't, like, completely, like, oh, I want to go watch Jumanji. You know when you go to the cinemas, and we'd already watched something. I can't remember what the other movie that we watched was, but we went to watch a movie. Then we went to the cinemas again, as we do, and we were like, okay, let's go watch Jumanji. And you know when you're like, oh my gosh, this movie is so cool. Yeah, that was my experience of Jumanji. So
Jumanji.
I'm actually excited for this one. I'm like, I want to go watch it.
It's going
to
be funny.
Yeah, it is going to be funny.
It's entertaining.
Right?
And I don't think we're going to get anything else out of it.
Nah, yeah, no, it's just pure entertainment.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a feel-good laugh movie.
Yeah.
And I remember we actually went with my grandparents, and they were hysterical. We were saying they were killing themselves laughing. I just thought, I was like, that is a very intense saying.
That's quite
killing
scary.
Yourself laughing. That's why I changed to hysterical. It's a movie that's nice because it's good for like all ages. Maybe not little kids, but it's not too bad. It's more like an adventure, family-friendly type of film. It's a perfect December holiday movie.
I guess we can base movies on three different facts. It's either that you'll watch it because someone else is watching it, or you'll watch it at home, you know, because you're bored, or you're willing to pay money to go to
and
the cinema
it.
And watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which level of the
movie? I wouldn't mind going and watching this in cinema.
I would definitely pay money
because
at the cinema.
Yeah. And the thing I'm excited about, I think the biggest thing that made me excited about this movie is, guess what, right?
Dwayne Johnson is the producer.
No.
Oh.
But that's cool. The fact that Danny DeVito is going to be in it.
Who's that?
Danny DeVito. How do you not know who Danny DeVito is?
Danny
DeVito.
I know faces, not names.
So, can I tell you a funny story? The once me and my mom went to the shop, and we were walking around it was a shopping center, so we were walking around the mall, and there was this guy there, and I looked at him, I was like, this guy looks like a famous actor. Obviously, it's not, because, you know, what is a famous actor doing in our friendly neighborhood shopping mall type of thing. And then I said to my mom, that guy looks like, and then I was trying to think, and it was Danny DeVito. And she laughed because he was like short, because you know Danny DeVito's short, he had the glasses, and I was like, that is a South African Danny DeVito. So guys, we have a Danny DeVito lookalike in South Africa. I've either seen him once or twice, I can't remember, but he's definitely a Danny DeVito lookalike. Yes. But I'm excited because he's got good humor. Danny DeVito is funny, so he's just gonna take the humor up another level. And I mean, we've already got Kevin Hart and Jack Black and Dwayne Johnson, who are all also funny. So we're just like, it's gonna be good.
Has anyone seen, if you're a YouTube fan, the Danny DeVito advert?
Yes, in the gym.
Right? Something about some app or something that does something for
your
you,
business.
Accounting or
yes.
something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's who you've seen him.
Yes. And then he's lying at the gym and he says, what? Don't work hard, work smart. And isn't someone else lifting the weight for him?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're working too hard to work too hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this movie is coming. The initial release is on the 5th of December in Netherlands. It will probably take a little bit longer in South Africa, won't it? Well, just check wherever you are in the world, just keep a lookout at your local cinemas and they'll tell you when it's going to be released there. But that's Jumanji Next Level.
The Next Level, right.
The Next Level, which is quite cool because it's like a video game.
Exactly.
And it's like
the next stage.
Yes, the next stage.
Mm, makes complete sense.
Yes. Okay, so the second
one. Wait.
Wait,
watch this.
Okay, fine.
So, Sashi.
Ah, yes, right. The next film is one of, I think, Ryan's like ultimate. Maybe the reason he doesn't have a favorite film for this year yet is because this film hasn't come out yet. Right, Ryan?
Right.
So the next film that's coming out, and I mean, we've already announced this like long time ago, is Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker,
that's
which is the final film in the Star Wars series.
So they say.
Well, they're saying that.
I thought at 6 it was done.
So
like
now
7,
they're saying it again, right?
Yeah. You know what? This actually just reminds me, when I watched Han Solo, that was a movie that stuck out for me.
Yes.
Yeah. It definitely did.
Yeah, that was
I think I specifically enjoyed like the cinematographer. And ever since this movie, and we did a movie show on it, there's a cinematographer called, I think his name is Brandon, Brandon or Brandon Young, something. But this guy is a very like he's you know, he's an artist, basically a cinematographer. And now that I remember that, and even I think it was the director of Han Solo as well. But
Ron Howard.
Yes, Ron Howard. But now looking at this one, it's back. Now, J.J. Abrams has directed Star Wars films beforehand. All right, and everyone's like got their different opinions around whether it was a success or a complete failure. Was it sticky? You know, it's actually quite scary sticking to a... Now, Star Wars has been around since the 70s, guys.
Yeah.
All right, in fact, this is where basically computer graphics and sort of a special effects like started in the movie industry was from Star Wars. So it's a game like Monopoly that has been played for a long time. But and if you're going to recreate it, but different creators type of stuff. So obviously, the original creator looking at Star Wars is Lucas. So they now obviously for a director, he's got his vision, he's got his feel for the movie. He's going to say yes to certain things, no to other things. But now having a different director and a different movie, you're going to go a bit off track type of stuff. So there has been different opinions. But you know, still I'm looking forward to the movie. I'm not someone who's very detailed and sticky to you know. I can watch a movie and enjoy it, and then people can be like, yeah, but did you know? And I'll be like, oh yeah, didn't, you know. So
yeah,
it's gonna Mark Hamill is still going to be in it. Now, if you don't know who he is, he is Luke Skywalker. There's been no other Luke. Yeah, he is Luke Skywalker from the 70s. So he's in it. From the last movie, there was sort of talk about the fact that he wasn't going to be in it again. In fact, there was quite a I don't know what word to find for it, but he was almost like sort of disappointed and stuff like that. So it was almost like, nah, it's not going to happen again. So to see him back again is pretty interesting.
You know what's also crazy is Carrie Fisher is still in it.
Right.
But now she's actually passed away. So it's going to be interesting how they do her character, because the last time what they did was they got some of her scenes done, but then she died. So what they had to do is they had to go through like literally all the audio files that they had on her and basically make up the sentences or the lines that they needed. But they had to use words that she'd previously said and like literally make up the sentences, which is quite crazy. I mean, that's quite intense. So the fact that she's still in it,
She died in 2016.
Yeah, she's been dead for 3 years. So big ups to the CG team and the audio finding team and
Yes, ILM.
Right.
Brilliant, guys.
And the release date for this is the 19th of December in the UK 2019. In the US, it's the 20th of December that it's coming out. And they do say here, so it's the last new Star Wars movie until December 2022. So make the most of it while you can. So something is coming out in 2022. So it's not the last Star Wars thing ever. But until 2022, this is all the Star Wars you're going to get. So if you're a big Star Wars fan, make sure you're at the cinemas this December to watch Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
There's two actors that are in here, Daisy Ridley and John Boyle, the guy that plays Finn, excuse me. And both of them, if you go look, they have had intense sword fighting training.
Really?
So it would be a waste if they weren't in this movie again.
Yeah, no.
Really well. So that chick, you don't want to go near her. And make sure she doesn't have some sort of walking stick or something
that she can hit you with.
She will clobber you, yes.
Yeah. All right, the next film, Ryan.
The Aeronauts.
Yes. Now, this actually is an Amazon original, which is quite interesting. So the film company is Amazon Studios, and then also Film Nation Entertainment and Mandible Films.
Right.
Yes. But now this, so what, when we were watching the trailers, there's actually quite a few films that are coming out that are based on true stories, and this one is one of them. Obviously Jumanji and Star Wars is not, but this one is actually based on a true story, and it looks pretty good.
It looks really good.
Yes. Yeah.
From the cover, it looks like something that's like nice blue skies, oh, romance. This happens, there's a bit of drama, and then the movie ends, and then it ends. But when you look at the guys, check out the trailer, it's like in the beginning, it's like, yes, yes, and then there's like some drama at the end, like some action.
Yeah.
Right? And this movie's already been released already. It was released on the 25th of October, 2019, that's in Canada. I'm not too sure about our cinemas. I'm pretty sure.
How did we find it was December then, Ryan? Sure, that's deep.
Well, it's already been released. So if you guys want to watch it.
And you haven't watched it this December.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and watch it.
Yes, yes. Go ahead. Make
it. It's got Eddie Redmayne in it, who's played in quite a few films. He was in, what was that movie again?
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find
It. And then Felicity Jones is also in it. She's also been in a Star Wars film, actually. She was in the Rogue One.
That's
Rogue
right.
One. She was in Rogue One. Yes. And then there's Himesh Patel, who is, he was in Yesterday, the movie Yesterday, which was based on that whole thing about the Beatles.
That's right.
And he was pretty good, so he's also in this film. I didn't recognize him until today when we watched the trailer. I was like, oh, I actually know that guy because of Yesterday. So,
Yesterday.
Yep, all my trouble. Yeah.
When the movie was released in October.
Yeah, that movie was released yesterday.
Suddenly we realized.
Yesterday being October.
It's not in December.
So moving on now to a film that actually is being released in December.
And this one looks brilliant.
This one looks so good. So I actually didn't know about this film. And then as we were like swiping through the different films that are coming out in December, I saw it. So I was like, okay, let me just go check the trailer out. And it looks so good. The film is called The Banker. Uh-huh. And it's coming out on the 6th of December. So it's coming out today, guys. Ta-da!
Boom.
Yes, in the USA,
so
2019.
We need to finish the strap.
Yeah, so we can go watch
the movies,
it.
Yes.
Right? But this film actually, it's got Samuel L. Jackson in it, who, if you don't know who that is, he plays Nick Fury in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Whoa. If you don't know who he is.
Just in case, right? And then there's Anthony Mackie. Now, he also is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He plays Falcon. And then we have Nicholas Hoult. And if you don't know who he is, he's in X-Men. He is the Beast. Or what's it? It is the Beast, right? You know the guy that turns into that blue beast thing?
Yeah, and he was also from another movie. Wasn't it Warm Bodies or something?
Yes, and he was in Warm Bodies,
right.
Yes. But it's brilliant. Basically, what the whole film's about is there's these two African-American guys who's Samuel L. Jackson and Anthony Mackie, and they basically, I think they want to buy a bank, but now it sets in the time where there was all the segregation laws in America, so they can't because of the color of their skin. So what they do is they grab Nicholas Hoult, who is a white man, and basically they use him as their like face. So to the public, everyone thinks his character is doing like the buying the banks and all of that and purchasing homes, but actually Samuel L. Jackson and Anthony Mackie's characters are kind of like working through him. And then you do see in the trailer they actually get caught. So it's a drama, but it actually looks very good. It like well, after watching the trailer, I was like, that is definitely something I want to go watch. Like that looks brilliant. So guys, make sure you go watch The Banker. It's quite cool, yes.
Absolutely. I'll be watching that one.
Yes.
In a few minutes time. No, not really.
And the last film, right?
1917.
Yes. That's the name of the film, just in case you're like, what?
Oh, look, it's released on the 25th of December.
Wow, on Christmas Day. Can you believe it?
So take your family on Boxing Day, which will be the next day.
Yes, the 26th.
To go and watch the movie.
1917.
What a brilliant idea.
Right? And basically what this whole movie's about, this one's also based on a true story, and it's of two British soldiers who embark on a dangerous mission to save 1,600 men from certain doom during World War I. So it's also based on a true story. And they basically, so all these men are basically going to be ambushed, and they have to make sure that they get there before the men are ambushed. And there's quite a few good actors in it. The two main characters are Dean Charles Chapman and Richard Madden. Those two actors I don't know, so we'll be seeing, well, I personally don't know them.
We'll be meeting new actors.
Yes. And then we have
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Not Doctor Strange in the movie.
That actor's Doctor Strange. We also have Mark Strong. Now, Mark Strong, he was in Shazam. He was the villain in Shazam, which is going to be quite interesting because I actually haven't seen him in another film since Shazam. And then we also have Colin Firth. Now, I actually like Colin Firth. He was in movies like The King's Speech, and he's acted in a lot of movies, especially when he's got like a British accent. So I'm looking forward to actually seeing him. And then the last actor is Daniel Mays. Now, he was in the series Line of Duty. I don't know if you ever saw the series Line of Duty. It's a brilliant series. You should go watch it. I think it was season 3. He was Line of Duty was basically about cops that had become corrupt, and he was one of the corrupt cops. So I wonder if he's going to be a corrupt... Okay, maybe it doesn't necessarily mean he's corrupt in this film, but yeah. So there are quite a few good actors. So that for me also... But this movie reminds me of something like Dunkirk in a way. So it is for a specific audience. If you're not a history fan or you don't like... I like history. I'm a history person.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just for you if you would like to go and be like, oh, this is so educational. What is the word you came up? So at the beginning of November, Ryan came up with the word... Informational. Ta-da!
Yes, that's the one, information.
Yes, so instead of informative, Ryan said it's informational.
Can I tell you something that I've learned from our movie show today? If you want to be famous, get into the MCU.
Wow!
Because all the MCU characters were like, oh, look, it's him! It's him! I don't know him anywhere else. I saw him in the MCU.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, so tip...
So guys, book your tickets.
Yes.
Write down and then tick them off as you watch them.
As you watch them, yes.
You cannot be bored this December.
Nope.
Or get up to nonsense or anything like that. Go rob banks or something.
Wow, go watch a movie where they take over a bank or buy a bank.
That'll be just as satisfying.
Yes. Yeah, so this has been the Movie Show on Active FM. And this December, because you know, I often get bored in December and you're on social media like way more than you should be. But go check out the Active FM pages. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We also have an awesome website. It is www.activefm.co.za. Listen to our shows on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
Yes.
And then also we are on...
YouTube.
So you can go watch us on YouTube. Just search Active TV, and there is the movie show playlist under the channel Active TV.
That's right. And then you can also see what we're talking about.
Right.
Because what is a movie show without some visual?
Right.
Somewhere.
Exactly.
Somehow.
Yes.
On Active TV.
Right.
And of course you can subscribe, because then you'll get the notifications whenever we release a new show.
Yes.
Life's too busy. No, wait, it's holiday.
No.
Go check out all the shows.
Exactly.
Yeah, guys, we've given you plenty enough content and stuff to do in December.
Yes.
By the time you get into January, you will be a boffin.
Right.
In fact, maybe you might just make a movie.
You see? So, guys, if this is your last week of work, I hope you have a very good week. Just keep going. You can do this. Ryan and I are currently filming a movie, so it's quite intense. But right. It's been cool. Yeah, so we'll tell you more about that
especially
in the new year.
Especially the locations.
Yes.
Or locations.
Right. So we'll tell you more about that in the new year. And we hope you have an amazing December. But we will be here next week, same time, same place.
Exactly.
In your phone, earphones. Yeah. So I'm Sash.
And I'm Ryan.
And we're saying peace out.
And cheers.
Yeah.
To you. Dropping rhymes like waves, remain radioactive, 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 radioactive. Active FM. Christ's music is heart music.